Hello, this is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for the week of December 3rd, 2007. In these bi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Billy Hurley. Web application developers' growing dependence on open source components has opened the door for attackers to insert malicious code into applications, even as they're being built. Michael Cobb explores the emerging attack method called cross-build injection and explains why application architects may need to change their ways. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, cross-build injection attacks, keeping an eye on web applications' open source components, written by Michael Cobb. We're all familiar with hackers probing web applications to find construction or operation vulnerabilities. One popular method used to exploit such flaws is to inject code into the running application, a process common in SQL injections and cross-site scripting attacks. A more sophisticated injection creates a buffer overflow that forces a program to run an attacker's written code. Injection-based attacks have proven effective, yielding access to private data or possible control over a compromised machine. Software vendors are in a continual race to fix the holes that allow these attacks to succeed. But what if a hacker could inject malicious code when a program is actually compiled and created? Unfortunately, with the way that certain programs are now being built, applications have grown susceptible to what's known as cross-build injection. Taking advantage of the build process. Modern software applications are complex and comprised of many different components. To speed up their development, creators build most software from a combination of pre-written source code and third-party components. After all, why spend weeks reinventing a program feature when it can be quickly found and integrated into an application? Especially now that many such components are open source and via the GNU General Public License can be obtained for free. To further accelerate development, simplify project management, and reduce application build time, modern compilers permit developers to include dependency information within a project's settings. Dependency information allows the application to be built in an automated fashion by retrieving predetermined components from the appropriate repositories. Maven, for example, is a popular and widely used build system that handles dependency management and multi-project relationships. Maven and other similar tools, like Ant and Ivy, help developers handle huge amounts of code. Such management leads to the problem of cross-build injection. If, as part of the build process, developers automatically retrieve external dependencies, such as open-source components, then an attacker has an opportunity to insert code into a target program by compromising its third-party components. There are two ways to do this. For one, the attacker can compromise the server that hosts the components and replace them with malicious copies. Alternatively, malware creators can compromise the DNS server of the build machine, redirecting requests to a machine controlled by the attacker. Either method works because developers and their tools do not question the source or integrity of the code they are using. Most internet users know not to open email attachments from unknown sources, yet software developers regularly download code and incorporate it into their applications without reviewing exactly what it does. The dangers of this practice are magnified when a build process is set up to automatically retrieve code from the internet. So what can be done to ensure that you're using safe open source components? You can find out after a quick word from CertSecurity.com.
Communications convergence is here. Your company, like many others, is no doubt working to improve communications by integrating email, voicemail, instant messaging, video conferencing, and VoIP. But how do you keep all those elements secure? Don't let security be an afterthought. Visit CertSecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School lesson, Securing the Converged Infrastructure. Instructor John Burke, Principal Analyst with NEMRT's Research, will guide you through the steps necessary to properly secure the new and evolving unified communications paradigm. Learn more today. Visit CertSecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School at CertSecurity.com/NetSec. That's CertSecurity.com/NetSec.
Raising the stakes. The integrity of applications built in this way depend on the security of the sites hosting open source components. Applications also rely on the network infrastructure used to locate them. The safest way to avoid cross-build injection attacks is to not use automated tools that incorporate dependency resolution. If such a practice is not feasible, then development teams must create their own internal repository, along with a strictly enforced policy to control how new code or components are added to it. These regulations should include a review to ensure that the code is safe and fit for purpose. To mitigate DNS compromises, the server hosting the repository should only be referred to by its IP address. Should cross-build injection become widespread, the attacks would undermine the open source movement and the growing acceptance of open source software. When a program is compromised at the point of creation, there is no limit to the malicious actions that it can carry out. Looking ahead, I think we will see more use of digitally signed code and build tools that incorporate signature checking, both of which can ensure that code is coming from a known source and has not been tampered with in any way. That concludes this week's edition of Threat Monitor. You can download more of our podcasts by visiting our podcast page at www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.